Well, we're right back here again, KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, and we are with Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his segment Live with the Jazz Cat, and I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, that Leroy Downs is there right now on the air with us. How you doing, Leroy?
Hey.
Hi. Okay. Well, you know, we're working with a lot of electronics, as you know, and boy, sometimes you just can't depend on them, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
We're at the whims of the universe, so to speak. Well, you have a special guest. I won't take any more of your time. And again, thank you so much for bringing this special guest to the airways of KRML Jazz and Blues Radio.
Oh, absolutely. Well, she's certainly no stranger to the Carmel Monterey area. You know, when you hear beauty and love pouring out from a voice that makes you smile, weep, laugh, and love, there's no doubt. And you're experiencing the sounds of the Chilean princess, Miss Claudia Acuña.
How are you? I like that, a Chilean princess.
That's who you are.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Of course, of course. Well, besides being absolutely gorgeous, your sweetness and honesty and humility and respect for every aspect of life always brilliantly comes through in your presence on and off the stage.
Thank you. The idea, I guess, you know, to be true to who you are and do the best that you can.
Yeah, well, it really comes across, you know, whenever we see you perform, we can really feel, you know, we can feel you in your songs.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm glad that comes across through the music, you know.
It really does. I mean, you not only communicate with your audience by telling the stories of your life through song, but you also share with them between the pieces how these experiences influence your desire to interpret the stories in your music the way that you do.
Yeah, I think it's important. Through the years, I've been very lucky and blessed to establish myself as an artist, and through that I've been always honoring my roots. And like you said, I'm originally from Chile, so I speak my first language is Spanish, so I always promised that I was going to honor that, and I believe words are very strong and important, and the only difference between a vocalist and another instrument that is an instrument, we use words, and I feel that it's important for people to know a little bit about the story.
Oh, absolutely. You know, you stay so rooted and give proper respect to your culture by allowing jazz listeners and audiences and really the whole music world to hear versions of your creation from a Chilean perspective. You know, truly acknowledging the global universal music.
Yeah, I think also as we get more and more around things, we realize that the world is very small.
It is, and we're all connected.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You have an emotional power with how you convey your message. It really gives everyone a visual and puts them in the same place, like at the same exact time of your experience, so that we can feel the music and understand it like you do.
Well, I'm glad you feel that way, and I'm glad the audience that has honor my shows with their presence and their energy. I'm glad they feel that way too. You know, I think as an artist, we all looking for that, you know, to have a connection with the audience, you know, and make them go home with the spirit that they were connected with you, you know?
Yeah, well, that's definitely something that you do. You expressed, I guess, a number of times how Small's nightclub in New York had been such a crucial element in meeting a lot of players and exposing your talents here in the States. Are there any other places that exist like that today that give you that same feeling of comfort and camaraderie?
Well, I'm sure like you and many other people that listen to your radio through years, everybody knows that New York is such a unique place, and it's great to have a place like this, and for the arts in general, it's always new places, and some of them are old places that stay through history, and And, you know, it's Fat Cat, it's Smalls, the Zinc Bar, Zebulon, Rose, two places in Brooklyn, and the Jazz Standard, DC's Club. There's always places that you can go and hear your friends or the people that you admire or respect musically, and always those situations embrace the possibilities to meet new people and meet new friends or new colleagues that you might find the connection to work or collaborate, you know?
Yeah.
So is that the beauty of going on the road and festivals with you, where we all gather with different artists and you learn about their journey, and through that sometimes connections and collaborations come through those events, you know. And certainly New York has a lot of night activity, you know, in clubs where people go and hear music, people go to meet the new musicians that have come in town. They go there to meet people, hear music, and get connected, and it's part of the tradition of the clubs and the jam sessions, and it's how musicians we gather with each other, you know?
Beautiful. You're listening to Live with the Jazz Cat on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. This is Leroy Downs, and with me today I have the Chilean princess, Claudia Acuña. You know, one thing that is beautiful and probably just so natural for you is some of your phrasing combined with rhythms really sculpt the standards into new creations of art that you do.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's natural. You know, rhythm is something that have always come very natural to me. And obviously the idea of sometimes singing a song that has been already established or very famous, like standards, you know, some of them have spoke to me in a different way, and they have come with different rhythms, and the lyrics and the melody bring me a different idea of how to interpret this, you know.
Yeah.
So it's been always a lot of fun to do that, because even though I've been exploring all my life on writing, and only some time ago I've been showing a little bit by little my composition, it's so many great songs, and I enjoy so much the recreation of it, if I think I'm using the right word, you know?
Well, you know, and it's so important, and standards are something that obviously have stood the test of time, but one thing about them, you know, when people do them the same way, they tend to get very boring. But when people really put their heart and soul and make it their own, that's when it becomes, the same song becomes so exciting again.
Yeah, I think that's what they call them, songs. And some of them, like you said, that have passed through the years, you know, different generations. And sometimes it's people like Cole Porter, like Stevie Wonder, like Violeta Parra, you know, like Pedro Luis Ferrer, that write tons and tons of great songs. But some people, we're just interpreters, or we write maybe less, or we're less talented on that area, or develop in that area. So it's great to find songs that interpret your feelings and the time that you live in. And I think not only as a musician, everybody has experience hearing a song, and you just feel like it's just your story, or touch you so deeply that it make you appreciate, notice, connect you. You know, music is so magical, you know?
It's
like Abby Lincoln says, the music is the magic of the secret world.
Yeah. Oh, I love Abby Lincoln so much.
Who doesn't?
This is Leroy Downs on Life of the Jazz Cat, the segment on KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio. And with me, I have Miss Claudia Acuña. My goodness. Well, you know, on stage, in the spotlight, is a real vulnerable place to be for any artist.
Yeah.
Your band seems to not only support you musically, but they also seem to be like big brothers to make sure that nothing's going to happen to their little sister. I always feel that when I see you on stage.
Well, you said it, and I've been very lucky to find not only musicians that support my dream and my vision, but like you said, I have they're my brothers, and some of them have worked with me for so many years that you become family.
Yeah.
And personally, I don't know any other way. I get involved with people in the sense that it's not just a job. I'm not just hiring someone to do my gigs or help me to paint my vision, you know. It becomes personal. I become involved with them in a way, not involved. I don't want to be misinterpreted.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning like they become family, we become close friends, and they get to know me as a person, and I think that's why they become sort of protected, and we all protect each other, you know, because we all in this journey trying to fight for a dream and keep up the journey and the gift that God or the universe, whatever it is that you want to believe, give us, you know. And it's important to build those relationships so you don't feel lonely, and we all suffering and dreaming towards the same direction, you know, to hopefully be successful and hopefully to be connected with an audience that is going to feel the necessity to support us, buy our records, buy our CDs, sorry, and come to hear us live, you know?
Well, I definitely feel that, you know, every artist has a dream, and it's just beautiful to be able to speak the language, you know, that you do on stage and have your thoughts and feelings interpreted and for everyone to hear and see and feel.
And we're really musicians, you know. We play for real. We sing for real. It's not a tape. It's not a machine behind. It's just, it's the real thing, man, you know. And it's passion. It's dedication. It's sacrifice. It's a beautiful journey of passion and commitment to this, you know.
Oh, I know, especially when you're talking about jazz music. All of those things certainly do apply.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This is Leroy Downs. You're on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, listening to the segment Live with the Jazz Cat. Today I have with me Miss Claudia Acuña. You know, one of the first times I saw you was in New York at the International Association of Jazz Educators Convention about 6 or 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And after a tremendous performance, you know, everyone rushed up to the stage to compliment you, to shake your hand, pass business cards. It looked like the wolves were trying to take a bite out of Little Red Riding Hood. I imagine that they're not so aggressive these days.
No, and you know, it's at the time also I was signed by Verve. I was sort of like the new kid on the block. All the situations give you an exposure that you don't get every day, and it's a very excited situation. I've been always very blessed with my performances, and I always get a great response and great support from the critics and the radio listeners. And you know, it's always great to get that energy. But you know, like you said, that was 7 years ago, and now I have more experience. I've been around for some years, and I'm not the new kid on the block, and you know, it's just great to honor this and being able to build a career with the longevity that I hope I am doing it, you know.
Oh my goodness, yeah. And I think, you know, I said the word natural a million times, but you know, what you seem to do is you seem audience. You know, so many people run around and do all these things and they hide behind their feelings, and you seem to take their veil away and make them feel with you when you sing.
I don't know any other way, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know any other way, and sometimes I wish maybe I could hide a little bit more of my feelings. Sometimes I think, like a friend of mine said to me once, you know, you walk with your heart in your hands, and sometimes that can be such a vulnerable place. And
yeah.
But I don't know any other way than at this point in my life. I don't know if I'm going to learn any other way, you know.
No, that's the best way, because it really makes all humans respond to that, for sure.
Yeah, but also I hope through that I learn how to protect my heart and my energy from the things that you need to protect them, you know?
Absolutely.
We all wish it was such a magical and peaceful place.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's not, and we need to embrace life and in the world with beautiful colors and beautiful energy so we can keep going, you know?
Yes, I do.
But, I've always been like that, and I always, unfortunately or fortunately, I always speak my mind and I say what I think, and especially what I feel. Not so much what I think sometimes, but what I feel.
Yeah.
You know?
You're listening to Claudia Cunha on KRBL Jazz and Blues Radio. The segment is called Live with the Jazz Cat. You know, what is one of the most extraordinary experiences that you've had, either on stage or recording your music, or in coming up with a new thought or idea for one of your songs?
I think each and everyone have brought a new beginning, a new discovery. I have been so lucky to have so many beautiful memories, you know. Always a new record is a new possibility to document a time in your life, and so far all of them have been a bless, you know. The first one, it was obviously my first one, and I couldn't have been more excited and more overwhelmed by it, you know. The second one, it was a confirmation, a continuation, where also I got the chance to work with some of my idols like Billy Child and Dave Holland and my dear friend Jeff Tang Watt, but I also admire him so much as a musician, Romero Lumbambo, and and my longtime collaborator Jason Linder, and my dear friend Abby Leibovich, and a string quartet, and you know, it was such a big event. And then the third one, it was a continuation. Every live performance is such a great energy, and I think one of my memorable day, it was when I saw Abby Lincoln coming to see me perform, and we've been, you know, but each and every one of them have brought the energy and the tools for me to keep believing that I'm doing the right thing, that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. Each and every one have been a little stone that helped me to keep building this house or this land. I don't know how to explain it, you know?
It's a beautiful house, Claudia.
Mm-hmm. I hope with a strong roof.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Well, Luna is your third release and latest project.
Yes.
This one's on the Max Jazz label.
Yes.
And it's under the Vocal series. They do such a masterful job of presentation and marketing with such a beautiful package.
Yes.
All of the tunes on this one are in Spanish.
Yeah, except for two.
You know, but with you singing, I would never really look at this album as a Spanish album. You know, it just doesn't come across like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I'd imagine that, you know, a large part of your audience is bilingual.
I've never really counted what is my audience. I just hope that my message and the artist that I am cross the walls of languages and definitions, you know?
Yeah.
I did Luna in Spanish because in all my other records I always include one or two or three songs in Spanish. And on this, in Luna, I decided to do the opposite.
Right.
From 11 songs, two of them were in English and the rest were in Spanish. in a way to honor in a big way where I come from. And is United States has the standards of the jazz, like, you know, Cole Porter songs, Gershwin. In the south of the Americas, we have our standards, and some of them are boleros and folk songs, and some of those boleros have been very famous in this part of the of the Americas, in the north here, in English. So I just got the opportunity to do this record, and the freedom as an artist to say, you know, I want to sing in Spanish. And at the beginning I was a little bit afraid of maybe people going to miss the standards, but like I said, I did it with so much love and with faith that, you know, you hear people like Cesaria Ebora, you hear people like Fela Kuti, like Edith Piaf, and artists here, and everybody, when the music crossed those walls or whatever, it doesn't matter the language, I think. And I remember myself when I didn't speak English, but I was able to get the message because the music and because the artist. So I just did that, you know.
Well, that's pretty strong, and that's so much respect for you, your art, your country. It just really makes you stand up and above. It's just, you know.
And I guess also in the back of my mind with the hope that my community embraced me as an artist, you know. I don't, you know, a lot of the Latinos maybe don't know that I exist. Maybe they don't follow so strong this types of music like they do others. So you always obviously hope that your people are going to embrace you, you know?
Yeah, well, it's pretty crucial in kind of bringing two worlds together, you know, that's like global love.
Yeah, yeah.
With you at the head of it.
Oh, God, I wish. If I was the head of it, I would change a couple of things already in the world.
This is Leroy Downs, the segment's Live with the Jazz Cat. You're listening to the Chilean princess, Miss Claudia Acuña, on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, I've seen you on stage in New York at the Ford Amphitheater, at the Walt Disney Concert Hall with Diane Reeves, and of course as master of ceremony for you at the Monterey Jazz Festival.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a favorite place in the world for you to perform where, you know?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's been so many beautiful places, you know, and they all bring some lovely story or some funny story or a beautiful place, you know, like Monterey, the energy there and the beautiful stage. And you go to Italy and you see those ancient cities and you're right in the middle singing, you know, in the ruins or some the old theater. If I go back home, of course, home means home, you know.
Right.
New York is the Mecca of the music, and we're always dreamed. So I think it's just special if you have an audience that respect you and vibe with you. That will make it right away special.
Absolutely. Well, that you certainly have, because your voice, soul, and spirit are like music, and I cherish every musical encounter I get.
Thank you so much, Leroy. You're very sweet.
Truth, just like you do, Claudia. And, you know, we appreciate you very much. And thank you so much for coming on and having an interview with me.
Thank you for giving me this opportunity to get to the audience and all the friends from the radio that listen to your show, and to get an opportunity to keep connected to the audience.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to having you back in Monterey soon, too.
I hope so. Hopefully, yeah, for the next release of the new album.
All right, let's see what we can do.
Thank you.
Okay, Claudia.
Take care.
All right, take care.
Thank you very much, Leroy. Gary Hamada back here on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, right from the Eastwood Building in Carmel by the Sea, California. You're listening to an exclusive interview with Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs with his special guest today, Claudia Acuña. And if you would like to get more information on the interviews that Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs has on his website, you can go to that website, and it's specifically thejazzcat.net. Again, let me give it to you. You know it's www.thejazzcat.net. And you will get a lot of all his interviews that have been specifically on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, exclusively on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio, such artists as Ornette Coleman, Carmen Lundy, Dee Dee Bridgewater, Diane Reeves, of course, Claudia Cunha would be on there, Andy Bay, and the list is enormous, and it's just comprehensive, and the list continues to go on, and interviews are just as good as today. So go ahead and take a look at that website, thejazzcat.net, and you'll see a lot of other information there as well. Thank you very much, Leroy.
Hey, you're welcome, Gary. Thanks for having us.
Claudia, thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good evening and a great rest of the week.
You are a big favorite here on the Monterey Peninsula. Our esteemed broadcaster here, George Fuller, been on the air 22 years, plays your music every night on Sunset Jazz. So.
Thank you. Yeah, so That's all I can say.
Well, you are a big favorite here. As I said just before you came on the air, one of your CDs went out the door just prior to you coming on the air. So, you are so popular.
Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Leroy.
Take care.
And thank you, Claudia. We'll be right back with more from For Locals Only on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio in our Tuesday edition, June 20th, 2006, live from the Eastwood Building in Carmel-by-the-Sea, California. Cool.